From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Everyone is still reeling from this weekend's attack on Israel by Hamas, and first reports indicate at least 9 Americans have died. So what does this war mean for Idaho? Well, that's one of the questions our Morning Edition host asked Rabbi Mendel Lipschitz, the faith leader at the Chabad Jewish Center in Boise. Let's take a listen.
Could you remind our listeners that these are sacred days? This is a very holy time on the Jewish calendar.
I don't think it's a coincidence that this occurs exactly 50 years after the Yom Kippur War, which was an attack on Israel during the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which is the most sacred day of the year. These attacks by the terrorist group Hamas began on Simchat Torah, which is immediately following Yom Kippur and considered to be one of the most joyous festivals in the Jewish calendar. So there really aren't words to describe how the apex of joy is shattered with such horrible, horrible atrocities. It's just unfathomable.
There are some leaders in our nation's capital who don't want any part of conflicts overseas. They want for us to pay less attention. They want to cut funding. But can you remind us of how this escalation of this conflict, half a world away, indeed means so much here in Idaho?
Well, I guess the only way to frame that would be September 11th. To Israel, what's occurring now is perhaps analogous to what occurred to America in 9/11. And we have to remember that we live in a global world today. So the safety of all of humanity is only guaranteed if we stand together for the values of freedom and join forces to ensure that terrorism and evil does not succeed in this world.
Rabbi, what have the last few days been like? What are you feeling and hearing in the Jewish community? Is it sadness? Is it anger? What is it?
It's a very difficult time. As you know, this occurred during a Jewish festival. And so for many Jews, myself included, during the festival, we are not really in communication. We're focused on our own spiritual observances. And so I have a daughter in Israel currently. I didn't hear from her for just over 24 hours. You could imagine what that's like. Thank God she is unharmed, as is my brother and other family members. But there are many others who do not share the same fate, sadly, tragically. And so it's really just heartbreaking to know that your brothers and sisters, family and friends are in harm's way for no apparent reason. These are civilians that are being targeted. My daughter is currently in a bomb shelter. We in America don't really know what it's like to live under those circumstances. On the other hand, we have a message of strength, a message of confidence that goodness will always prevail over evil in the long arc of history. The Jewish people are no strangers to these types of atrocities, unfortunately. But we know that light will ultimately prevail over darkness, and that our job is to, you know, standing here thousands and thousands of miles away, wondering, what can we do? Many of us feel helpless. And I'm telling my community, we're not helpless. We're like one big body. The eyes assist the arms. The legs assist the head. Each part of the body does their part. And so if we do another good deed here on the other side of the world, if we show support, if we are kind to a neighbor, it has a cosmic effect. And so I'm encouraging everybody to demonstrate that goodness will prevail by doing more acts of goodness.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.